Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Sich erholen is to recover oneself. Sich erholen. In German, it's a reflexive verb. So we use a reflexive pronoun, sich, to make sure that oneself recovers. So how would you say, I recover myself? Ich erhole mich. So you see that the reflexive pronoun, mich, accompanies the verb. Ich erhole mich. I recover myself. And you see, they are alike the accusative pronouns. Mich. Ich erhole mich. How would you say you recover yourself? Du erholst dich. How would you say she recovers herself? Sie erholt sich. You see, here we use sich, a different pronoun, because you have to refer to yourself. She has to refer to herself. We can't say sie erholt sie, pointing to another person. So, since in English you don't have this reflexive pronouns, it can be a good mnemonic or trick to picture them as someone holding a mirror and looking to this mirror, and he sees himself, or she sees herself, or you see yourself. So we have these verbs that refer to oneself. And to make this clear, or in other words, the mirror is the pronoun, so the verb needs this pronoun. Ich erhole mich. Du erholst dich. Sie erholt sich. So for the third person singular and the third person plural, we use sich. The other ones, I like the accusative pronouns. So how would you say they recover themselves? Sie erholen sich. How would you say we recover ourselves? Wir erholen uns. And how would you say you guys recover yourself? Ihr erholt euch. How would you say you have to recover yourself? Du musst dich erholen. How would you say I have to recover myself? Ich muss mich erholen. And now let's go to the past. How would you say, I have recovered myself? Ich habe mich erholt. Erholt is the participle. Ich habe mich erholt. How would you say, I have recovered myself in my holidays? Ich habe mich in meinem Urlaub erholt. You remember, the participle, the second part of the verb, has to be kicked to the end. Ich habe mich in meinem Urlaub erholt. How would you say, I recover myself from work? Ich erhole mich von der Arbeit. How would you say, I recover myself from work when I'm at home? Ich erhole mich von der Arbeit, wenn ich zu Hause bin. Or the other way around. How would you say, when I'm at home, I recover myself from work? Wenn ich zu Hause bin, erhole ich mich von der Arbeit. You remember, wenn introduces subclause, so the verb is kicked to the end. Wenn ich zu Hause bin. And then you follow up with the next verb of the main clause. It's as if both verbs are kissing each other. Wenn ich zu Hause bin, erhole ich mich von der Arbeit. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb sich vorbereiten. Last time we had vorbereiten, to prepare. Sich vorbereiten, auf, to prepare oneself for something. Sich vorbereiten auf, to prepare oneself for something. Like when you prepare yourself for a meeting, for example. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.